to believe in yourself more.
And to really believe that I have an important role in this lifetime. As a human being on this earth.
Okay. All right. Wow.
I was born
And that's the inner goal? That's the inner goal.
That's my goal.
Okay.
And I guess my outer goal is to start doing table healing on people outside of school, like paying clients, so I can have an intimate relationship with people that I don't know. Help them find their important role.
So you want to start a healing practice. So what does the inner goal look like?
To really believe in myself. Believe that I have the ability and that I can do something like that. That I can help other people, that I can put myself out there and, you know, people will benefit from me.
Okay. So again, for each one of you, what inside this room can you do to do that?
Bless you.
So for each of you, look, it's just so simple. What is it that you need to practice in your life? The inner goal. What do you need to practice in your life? It's going to be trust, intimacy, connection, humor. You know, what do you feel like you can offer this group?
Love.
Oh. So and that's going to come in lots of different ways, right?
Sure.
Okay. And I think that there's kind of like a peacefulness in you that you, whereas Judy's going to, kind of make them laugh. You know, you may be the one that sort of gives them a little sense of peace, like a little quiet. You know, it's kind of like, let's just talk a little bit.
We'll tag team them now. Never know with him.
Did you say you want to get a practice going?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
A little practice.
And you can certainly practice on your classmates, right? You know, but that's, and starting a healing practice is good, but does that fulfill your, do you want to feel? All right. So
the way I look at this is that April is like a stepping stone to whatever is next. So I need like a stepping stone to get me to the next thing. And right now I feel like if I can do that and see two or three people that I don't know, like if I have the courage to go out and bring clients in that I don't know on my own, that's going to help me build my self-esteem and help me find my power a little bit more.
I like it. I'm okay with that. But the inner goal is going to be, you're going to build your self-esteem inside this group. Okay? You build your self-esteem by, you got an incredible opportunity here, don't waste it. You know, this is the one that's like, this is the one that's going to get away from a lot of you. You know, you're going to be like, you're going to walk away and you're going to be fine and you're going to be good, but there's going to be like something, you know, that you don't want to walk away from. I think that's why Ken came back. He was like, I don't want that fish to get away. And, you know, and you really have to think about, what is it, what gift do you have for each one of you? You know, what's your actual character? What's your real character? Not the one you want to be, not the one you're hoping to be, not the one that you want to reveal to the world, not the story. What's your real character? And how do you deliver that real character to this group? Okay? So there's that sort of like that softer kind of leadership, you know, but yours is very goddessy. It's more like, there's not going to be a deliverable. It's going to be more just, you know, like, so work with that. The healing practice is fine for right now. Let's work on the inner. Like, how are you going to deliver that you know, energy? Each one of you, think about what you're doing in this inside the group here.